My name is Alex Pardo, and I'm coming at you with episode 348 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. How you doing, my friends? I trust you're doing awesome today. I'm really looking forward to sharing with you some of the notes that I took at a mastermind I was at not too long ago, where I saw a really good friend of mine, Nathan Brooks, present on the six pillars of business leadership. And this year, you know, I've consumed quite a bit of content on leadership and just team building and culture. Matter of fact, one of the things I presented on was culture. And that's something I'll share with you on an upcoming episode. But I reached out to Nathan and I told him right after he spoke, I said, man, I got a tremendous amount of value from that presentation, you know, and he had a lot of fire and energy and passion behind it, which is, so the delivery obviously mattered as well. But aside from that, the content was just really, really sharp. And so what I'd like to do here, a little bit of a different kind of podcast episode. I know usually I am on the Thursday Q&A episodes, answering some questions or just deep diving on a particular subject or topic. On this particular masterclass, I want to spearhead this one solo. Before we do that, a couple of housekeeping items. So two or three things I just want to mention. I've actually had Nathan Brooks on the podcast, just awesome dude, super sharp operator, entrepreneur out of the Kansas City market. Go to flipempire.com/episode230. On that particular episode, Nathan was sharing his thoughts on leadership, scaling up versus scaling down, and how he's amassed and built a pretty large rental portfolio. So make sure you check out episode 230. I also want to encourage you to check out the episode with John Malott, which is the last masterclass, one of the last ones we did, which is the episode 346, flipempire.com episode 346. Awesome dude, just uber successful, sharp entrepreneur. He's the guy behind Build Your Empire, which is a very large social media following, and has just been has exited a lot of very, very successful businesses. So check out that interview I did with John Malott. And then obviously Ascend. You know, I've had quite a few people reaching out to me, and we have just filled out, as of 2-3 weeks ago, we filled out the group. And I'm just so pumped and excited about the upcoming mastermind retreat we have in about a week and a half here in Miami. Looking forward to it. I've already had some of our members come down and fly in for a one-on-one day with me. And just, it's amazing to just be able to pour into people's lives and witnessing them live their life's vision and build the kind of businesses that they're after based on what they want out of life. So just super excited about that. If you guys have any interest and you want to schedule a call, probably going to be a waiting list. Go to ascendyoursuccess.com, ascendyoursuccess.com, and then we'll schedule a time to chat. Okay. So guys, I want to jump into today's content. And on the episode today, I want to just share with you some of the notes that I took from Nathan's talk on the six pillars of business leadership. And what I thought I would do is, let me start by just quickly highlighting what the six pillars are, and then I'll dive into each one and just kind of share some of my thoughts. So the first one is having a clear vision. The second one is a clear culture. The third one is right people, right seats. The fourth one is focus. The fifth one is personal growth. And then the last one is motivation outside of the core business. Okay. And let me start with the first one, clear vision. This is actually something that, you know, my real estate business here, our real estate business has gone through some change over the course of the last couple of months. And our team isn't as big as it used to be. A big part of that is intentional and by design. And, you know, it gets to a point in your business where you have to ask yourself, are things working? Are you having fun with what you're doing? And if the answer is no to both of those, then you need to really look at changing, especially the latter. You know, if you're not having fun, you have to ask yourself better questions, and your conscious and subconscious brain is gonna find better answers. And so one of the things that I reached out to my personal coach, and I said, hey, you know, I'm pretty dialed in on my personal vision, but quite honestly, I haven't created a vision for my business in a while, other than what Steve Cav and I are doing with Ascend. With that, we spent quite a bit of time just thinking through it. What kind of experience do we want to deliver to our members and to our students? How do we want this to look? Who are the type of people we want to work with? And what's interesting to me is that it's been a long time since I have gone. It's probably been about a couple of years, to be honest, since I've gone through that process with my real estate business. And we're in a pretty competitive market here in South Florida. You know, this business has a lot of moving parts to it. It's not complicated, but it can be. And you know, Nathan was talking about, you have to clarify your vision. And once you do that, you're going to make better decisions about people, processes, finances, strategies, customers, et cetera. I think that may have been Gino Wickman that said that from Traction. Clarify your vision, and then you're going to make better decisions about people, processes, money, strategies, customers, et cetera. So here's what I want to encourage you with. If you haven't gone through the process of documenting a vision for your business, ask yourself these four things. First of all, what does your business look like when it's built? Okay, so start with the end in mind and then reverse engineer the process. So what does this thing look like when it's built? How many employees? What kind of revenue are you generating? Not just gross revenue, but what are you actually keeping? Net profit. That's a whole nother podcast episode that we'll get into. You know, I see so many people on social media talking about gross revenue and revenue. Like, that's irrelevant. It's great that to generate a lot of revenue, millions and millions of dollars in some cases. What are you actually keeping? I personally know people that gross seven figures a year and keep less than people that gross a fraction of that revenue but keep more. Okay, so gross revenue is gross. How much are you actually keeping? So how much revenue are you generating? What's the net profit? You know, what's your profit margin? How many locations? Are you all online? Do you have a storefront? Are you a brick and mortar? You know, are you in multiple markets? What does your business do? Why does it exist other than just making you money? Okay, and I'll give you a tip. Look at me, I just made up a word. I'll give you a tip. But one of the last things I want to talk about, the last pillar, is what's the goal of your business? And one of the bullets that I wrote down is that there has to be a greater purpose beyond just making money. If you're in business just to make money, it may be short-lived, it may be long-lived, but I don't know that it's sustainable, and you're not going to enjoy the process, especially if you're building a team. That's one thing I can speak to. It has to be more than it has to be about more than just making money. There has to be a reason, and a strong reason, as to why your business exists. Who does it serve? Why does it serve those people? What does it do? So that's the first pillar as far as establishing a clear vision for your business. The second one is a clear culture. Again, I'm going to kind of reserve what I spoke about as far as building a culture for a future episode, but just some of the notes I took down, again, from Nathan's talk, I want to give him all the credit here, is, you know, this is a quote from Simon Sinek that he shared, amazing author, entrepreneur, check out some of his TED Talks. Customers will never love a company until the employees love it first. So if you have a team, ask yourself, will your team go to bat for you and your business? Will they go above and beyond, which is one of our core values? But again, customers will never love a company until the employees love it first. I really like that quote by Simon Sinek. You got to make sure that the foundation, the pillars, so to speak, of having a strong culture is you got to have core values, you know, because core values attract and repel. They essentially define who you are. And the way that Nathan put it is they're the quote unquote bumpers in our organization. You guys have heard me talk about, you know, almost three years ago when we went through this process, you know, we quickly realized that we spent 4, 5, 6 hours going through an exercise to define our core values, because ultimately that's how you're going to hire, fire, and promote people and reward people, incentivize people based on those core values. And the core values come from the visionary of the business in addition to the leadership team. You know, they're internal, not external. Here's one thing I want to caution you with as far as core values. Don't read other people's core values and say, hey, that sounds good, let me just adopt that, because it's not going to mean anything to you. There's going to be no emotional attachment or connection to that core value. It's got to really be a core value. Next is I want to transition into right people, right seats. I think it was Jim Collins and Good to Great talked about, you know, entrepreneurs and visionaries need to be responsible for putting the right people on the right bus in the right seat. Okay. You could have somebody who is amazing at sales, and if you put them in an admin role, they're going to go crazy and want to they're just going to want to pull out their hair, or vice versa. You could put someone who is a little bit introverted or likes to be behind the scenes, maybe enjoys admin work. You put them on stage, or you put them, you know, in a sales environment, and oftentimes they're going to fall flat on their face. It's not, you might have the right person who has your core values. Okay. So we've identified now they're on the right bus, but you got to put them in the right seat. One of the ways you can do that is just by listening. So listen to your team, listen to their pain points, talk to them, get to know them on a personal level. Do what's called the walk and talk. You know, every so often take them out to lunch or to coffee, or just go walk and talk and find out. They have to know that you're there for them, and they have to know that you care. There's a quote, I would love to give the person credit, but I don't know who said it, but people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I absolutely love that quote. So listen to your team. Find out, again, what their struggles are. and then listen to your business and understand, what's your business asking of you? Is your business serving you? Is your business serving your team? Is your business serving your community? Is your business serving the customers, right? Because without that, again, it's going to be very short-lived. Moving on here to the fourth one is focus. This kind of ties into having a vision. You know, you got to be crystal clear on what the goals are. You have to have an honest understanding of what you're doing with your time. One of the best skills you can develop is the art of saying no. Okay. Saying no to everything so you can say yes to one thing. That's another quote that I jotted down that I really like. So saying no to everything so you can say yes to one thing. Are you the type of person that's, you're a people pleaser, and so people come to you and you let them steal your time, and you say yes and you overcommit, and then you don't deliver, and so then you look bad, right? We've all been guilty of just taking on too much. We've all been guilty of saying yes, going into something with the best of intentions, but then not being able to execute. You know, there's only 24 in a day, and make sure that you're not putting yourself in a position to fail, to essentially look bad or to drop the ball with someone. So better to, I kind of have mixed feelings about this. You know, people say better to under promise and over deliver. I like to just promise and deliver, right? Is how I prefer to simplify it. And then as the visionary, you know, you got to make sure that you're not messing stuff up. Okay. Remove yourself when you know you're going to be the distraction. Remove yourself when you know you're the cog in the wheel, or when you're not the cog in the wheel. Make sure that you're not empowering your team members and then disempowering them and then taking it away. That's one of the worst things you could do as a leader, is empower someone, delegate something, give them some guidance and direction. They're doing that, and then you step in because you could do it better. You want to fix it. Let your team fail. And this is something that I haven't, you know, I've learned a lot. And I don't always get this right, but you got to step back. You got to allow your team members to develop some of those battle scars. That's how they learn. Now, granted, there's a flip side to that. You know, there's only so many times that you can bang your head against the wall before you get a concussion. And so you got to make sure that you're monitoring things or have systems in place, safeguards in place to make sure that that it doesn't cross over that line where now it's negatively affecting your business. But at the same time, you have to let people fail and grow. That's where growth comes from, is from failure. Last couple ones, guys, personal growth. How are you challenging yourself? What books are you reading? What are you learning? Are you putting yourself in challenging situations? Do you feel comfortable? When was the last time you felt uncomfortable? Again, that's where the growth happens. So challenge yourself. And if you have a hard time doing that, that's when you need to get around other people. That's part of the reason we created Ascend, is to get together a group of just successful, like-minded people. And it's more than just money. It's about impact, and it's about legacy, and it's about growth and contribution. So are you putting yourselves in uncomfortable situations? Do you feel like you're the smartest guy in the room, smartest woman in the room, or do you feel like you're at the bottom of the barrel? If it's the latter, you're probably in the right room. Okay. Lastly, motivation outside of the core business. I alluded to this one earlier, but what's the goal of your business? Is the business there just to serve you? Is it there? Is it a lifestyle business? Is it just to take care of your family and put food on the table? If so, that's great. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Or is it something bigger? You know, does your business exist to just make money, or is there a greater purpose beyond that? So I really hope that this gets the wheels turning and you're thinking about your business. You're asking yourself better questions and why it exists, and do you have a clear vision for it, or is it just about making money? Is this just a stepping stone for something greater? And by the way, you might not have a clear vision for your business. Carve out time with pen and paper to just think about it. Ask yourself what you want. Start with your life first, and then make sure that the vision you create for your business supports that lifestyle and supports your life's vision, not the other way around. Okay. Don't create a business vision and then go create a life vision. Create a life vision, then create a business vision to support that life. Okay. That's just foundational, just practical advice and something I wish I would have learned, you know, when I got started in this business back in 2005. So my friend, that is all I got for you today. I hope that you walked away with something. Again, the six pillars of business leadership: clear vision, clear culture, right people, right seats, focus, personal growth, and motivation outside the core business. I would love to engage with you more. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at AlexPardo25. Reach out to me if you have any questions, any concerns, anything I can do to help you. And I want to be more of a driving force in your life and in your business. So I thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you listening. If you've gotten anything out of this, I just ask that you make sure you subscribe. And one of two things, I guess a very small ask for you, if you enjoyed this episode or any of the others, leave a review and a rating in the Apple Podcast section or iTunes, whatever it's called now. And if not, if you don't have a couple of minutes to do that, share this episode with somebody, and maybe you can have an impact in their life by just planting this seed. So thank you, my friend. Greatly appreciate you, and I will catch you on the other side.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.